Yeah, we're just so really grateful. Also believe we're leaving with the work of CAP here, and it's gonna increase, and believe God will continue to do his work through CAP at this church. For those that don't know, Rachel, who I've been working with the last 3.5 years, will be taking on a little bit more responsibility. Jenny, who is the curate here, she will be coming alongside Rachel just to offer support and oversight. So not doing any debt counselling, but to kind of integrate all that CAP does into the everyday life of the church. And then Darius, in his new role as pioneer minister, will be giving some of his time. He'll be trained later this year, and he'll be giving some of his time to see clients and to take on his own clients. So actually, the work of CAP here will increase. We're going to be seeing more clients each month. Very glamorous team. So it's really exciting. And I just believe that, God will increase the work and pour out his spirit upon these guys and all you guys as you get involved to equip you for what you need to do. I am biased, but there are so many things that make CAP unique, a unique debt counselling service. Not least because 20 years ago, John Kirkby, the founder of CAP, found himself in debt himself. And through that experience and through Jesus empowering him through the Holy Spirit, he started Christians Against Poverty. Right from the beginning, the heart of CAP was not only to use his expertise to pay off debt, but it was to empower people through the process of coming alongside them with the message of Jesus to give them hope for a new life and a better life in Jesus. It's not simply about removing debt, it's about the whole person, who they are as an individual, made in the likeness of God, to be known by God, to bring wholeness to their life, to become a living witness, not about living witness for CAP, but a living witness for the goodness and the glory of God. This is why we have 6 amazing people who are on the blessings team here at the church, and they take cakes to clients each month, each week, to show them that they are valued and that we care for them and that God cares. This is why we have 4 servant-hearted people who give their time to running money management courses to help people from all walks of life learn how to steward their money better. This is why we have over here the community cafe, which at the moment runs on a Tuesday, with the people who have a vision to see people come from our community, to find friendship, to be empowered through doing job searches, to be empowered through helping them write a CV, and all that kind of stuff. And our vision is that this cafe is open every day, all day, to see people come and be restored. This is why we have a core of people who faithfully pray every month for every one of our clients, to see them set free and see God intervene in their circumstances. This is why we as a church do Christmas hampers, amazing Christmas hampers every year. This is why we open up our doors in the hall and we have a Christmas lunch. This is why 1 month ago there was 90 women in this space who were being pampered or were pampering to let them know that God loves them and they are special and they deserve to be treated with a treat. This is not so we can pat ourselves on the back and say well done, but this is because we have a God who loves us, and in a crowd of 200 like this today, he picks us out, he picks you out and tells you, you are special, I care about you and I have chosen you. Jesus paid the debt, and now he is empowering us to display his likeness and be a living witness in our bodies, not just in our words, but in who we are, to be a living witness for him. Right from the start, John Kirkby, the founder of CAP, had a vision that this would be debt counselling, not debt management, not debt repayment, but debt counselling. I've recently been going to see a counsellor, and in my limited experience, what it's been like is basically someone coming alongside me to enable me, to empower me, to help me understand myself, to help me understand who God has made me to be. Actually, I Googled the word counseling, and this proverb came up. It says, give a man a fish, and he eats it for a day. Teach him how to fish, and he can eat fish for a lifetime. It's this sense of empowerment, a counselor coming alongside to empower, to enable. Jesus said in John 14, if you love me, you will obey what I command. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus sent his Holy Spirit the counselor to empower us, the spirit of truth to speak truth, to cut through the lies that we believe about ourselves and about others. The Bible teaches that through his spirit, we will carry out greater works here on earth, here in Peckham, than Jesus did all those years ago. But unlike the proverb, which is about feeding yourself, having enough fish to eat for a lifetime, the counselor, the spirit of God, is given to us that we may become living witnesses of his kingdom, which is not self-seeking. It's not about us. It's compassionate and it's kind. It's loving. It's self-sacrificing. Jesus said to his disciples just before he went back to heaven, "You will receive power when the Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." The heart of CAP is that alongside people becoming debt-free, is that they become living witnesses to the power of God working in their lives. The two go hand in hand. Released from debt, from bondage, raised up and empowered to become his witnesses. And there are three things that I have learned from the amazing people that have asked for help through CAP. Three things that I believe I've been taught through them. And these three things are, firstly, do not be afraid to ask for help. Secondly, have courage to become vulnerable. And thirdly, trust is an action. Without these three things, we, me and Rach, us as a church, fail to help someone with their debt and fail to help empower them. Without these three things, I believe we fail to allow the Holy Spirit, our counselor, to empower us to be effective witnesses for him. But before we look at these things, we have a short video to show you.
A really special moment. She said, "Where do you want to go shopping?" She said, "We're going to give you this money from CAP so that you can stock up, because it's going to be really hard to budget." And no one had ever done anything like that for me before, and it felt so nice. And she said, "You can buy anything you want." And I said, "Well, what I really want to do is go somewhere," and I actually chose Asda. "I want to go to a supermarket where I can get as much as possible of the kind of things that you just have in your cupboard." So, and for me, that was like lentils, pasta, tomatoes, tins and tins and tins of tomatoes. The kind of things that when you haven't got any money, you can't afford. You know, like a bottle of olive oil, for example. And I'm not talking fancy olive oil, but day-to-day cooking oil. You just, it's £2-3 out of a weekly food budget. Is a lot of money. So it was really nice to do that and put all this stuff in my cupboards and just feel like I was prepared, and that, and also that people were praying for me. Letters piling up, all of that, not tackling it. I actually cut the wire on the doorbell, because I was so terrified of the bailiffs coming. My situation at the time was quite desperate, and I knew I needed help. I had got into a lot of problems with debt problems as a result of other problems in my life. And I felt that I didn't really know who to turn to for help. I was very ashamed, embarrassed. But I was also in a very serious situation, and so picking up the leaflet and making the call was a first step of trying to get out of those problems. In 3 years, I think I've reduced my debt by, more than a half. I quite like getting the statements now, especially seeing that my CAP statement, where to start with, it just looked horrendous. It was like a list of about 10 creditors, but now of course it's down to these two, and there's more money going, so no, maybe it's three. I think it's two people but three debts. One of the things that I really appreciated from the church family was the week when I got a phone call, and this lovely lady said, "We want to give you a cake." can we come and to your house and bring you this cake? And I was like, really? Me? And she said, yes, my son's made a cake for you. She came with her son and brought me this fantastic cake. It was such a surprise, and it really made me feel special, because I knew that people were caring about me as a client of CAP, but also as a fellow human being. So thank you for the cake.
Nice little jingle along there in the end there. Debbie shared, that was a really brave thing for Debbie to do, to share her story. It's not easy, whether it's on video or standing up here, it's not easy to share. And she shared in her story that there came a point in her life when she recognised that her situation was desperate, that she felt powerless to get herself out of where she was, and she needed help. So she picked up the phone and called CAP. This may sound like the sensible thing to do, but it's actually not that common. The debt situation in this country is almost terrifying. It's really huge. And people suffer in silence, ashamed or afraid to pick up the phone to ask for help. Over 30% of people that call CAP for help before they called contemplated committing suicide. 67% of people before they called CAP went without food, sacrificed meals, fed their kids, didn't eat themselves. It's desperate times, and it's around here in Peckham. But what is it? What is it in us that struggles to admit we need help, that struggles to say, I need help? What is it in me that will struggle on rather than ask? My mum is a swimming teacher, and actually she's here this morning, and she tells me when I was young that she would take me along to swimming lessons to teach some older children, and I would sit there on the side and I would watch as she taught lessons, and she would come and invite me to take part in the lessons to teach me, and I would decline. And as she carried on teaching, I would then sneak off to the small pool. And then after a number of weeks, at the end of one of the sessions, I came and said, Mum, come and have a look. So she came with me, and I jumped in the pool and I swam across. I taught myself to swim, which was impressive, I think. Actually, it turns out I was pretty good. I won lots of medals. But what was it in me that didn't want my mum's help? What was it in me that didn't want her to teach me? I mean, I know this is kind of it's actually a positive story, I think. It shows determination and character and independence and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, as I stand here today, I also recognize in me that there's something that still doesn't want to ask for help, that still resists the help of my parents when they say, can we help? Or when they say, can I give you advice? And I was like, no. I'll do this myself. Or even my wife, or my friends, or my work colleagues. There's something sometimes, not all the time, something in me that wants to do it myself, that thinks my way is the best way. What is that? I think there's a form of pride in me that says, I don't really want your help. I know best, I can do this alone. It's probably more subtle than it was 30 odd years ago, but it's still there. It's not about being passive or over-dependent on others. This is about recognizing our weaknesses, recognizing our pride, recognizing our struggles, our powerlessness to get out of where we are, and recognizing that we, as the body of Christ, have a counselor, the Holy Spirit, who wants to help. He wants to help. He wants to come alongside us to empower us to do his work. If you ask anyone who's worked with CAP, they will tell you that, hopefully they will tell you that CAP did amazing things, did lots of things that helped them, but it's still that individual that had to make it work. It was still that individual that had to make sacrifices to their lifestyle to live within an agreed budget. It was still that person that had to change their spending habits. It was still that person that had to show resilience and strength to start answering the phone or start answering the door when they'd cut the line. It was that individual that has to show discipline to make regular payments into their CAP plan. This is about partnership, and it all starts with us recognizing our powerlessness, overcoming our pride, and asking for help. The Spirit of God is not a force that comes upon meetings. The Holy Spirit comes when he's invited, and when he is invited, he comes. It's not a token prayer. This is an invitation to the Holy Spirit to come and have his way, not our way. He comes as the expert. He comes as the counselor. His way is best. He knows best. And I'm the one that submits. Once we've asked for help, the next thing that I've learned from our amazing clients is that you need courage to become vulnerable. After someone has made that call, I'm constantly amazed that when we go to their home on the first appointment, when they haven't met us before, how quickly people are willing to share their life story, warts and all, to become vulnerable to us, who they've never met. Well, and all I can say, it must be the peace of God that goes with us. Because it's not normal. When we go on visits, we don't have normal conversations. They're not surface deep. They go really deep, really quickly, with a complete stranger. It takes so much courage to invite someone into your home and go and make yourself vulnerable. For most, debt is not the only area in their life where they feel powerlessness. Like us all, most of our struggles we face are not standalone issues. They're linked to other areas of our lives. So again, very quickly, we talk about so many things. This is why it's so important that we don't just focus on debt, but we focus on the individual, the person who God has made. Like I mentioned earlier, I've recently begun to see a counselor to help me process the events of the last 6 months. I might get a little bit emotional. Not long after we had decided as a family to move to Armenia, late last year, my dad died of cancer. Although we knew about his cancer, and we were praying and believing that God would bring healing, that didn't happen, and he died more suddenly than we were expecting. And at this point in my life, when I feel like we as a family are taking the biggest risk at the moment to date of moving to Armenia, to many unknowns, my dad, who for half my life was my provider, was my protection, my security, my advisor, has been taken away, and I'm powerless to do anything about it. Going to see a counselor would be pointless unless I'm willing to make myself vulnerable in that moment. I have to be real about my emotions, about how I'm feeling, my fears, my anxieties, my hopes, and my dreams. The counselor can only work with what I give him. If I don't open up much or make myself vulnerable, he can't help much. This counseling has really benefited me. And it turns out being vulnerable isn't as scary as it seems. But actually, even better than these sessions that I've been having, I went 2 weeks ago, I had a day off, and I went on to a retreat down to this place in Tunbridge. It's called Beauty from Ashes. And it's basically set up by a lady and a load of people who have suffered loss in their life. And God has brought them through. And now they give their time freely to minister, to pray for people, just to make space for people who are experiencing loss and are grieving in many different forms. And they invite the Holy Spirit. So I went there, I had no real agenda, just to read, sit and read my Bible and listen to God. And then someone prayed with me for about an hour. And all I can say is in that time, when the Holy Spirit spoke, he spoke into my pain and into my fears and anxieties, that what he showed me, what he gave me, has been absolutely incredible. And I believe it will stay with me for the rest of my life. Because he can, he knows me inside out. And he is the counselor who will take us through where we're at and bring healing and wholeness into our lives. A deep healing has begun, I believe, in me. Like I said, the Holy Spirit is not a force, but he's as much a person as God the Father and Jesus the Son. If we allow him into our fears, into the dark places, the painful places, our pride, our depression, our hopes and our dreams, he will speak truth. And he'll begin a work to bring us through to wholeness. I want to encourage you to take courage, to allow the Holy Spirit in, and to allow yourself to be vulnerable with him. At this point, I was going to interview Heidi, but I'm not sure Heidi's here. No? No worry, we'll move on. But one thing I love about Heidi's story is that she's been working with CAP for in the last 8 or 9 months. And she's really seen the Holy Spirit work in her. And she's experienced the community of All Saints coming round her in receiving a cake, in coming to the Pamper evenings, in coming to Alpha. She went away on a CAP holidays with a whole bunch of other people. And it's what I love about it is it's not just one moment, but it feels like the Holy Spirit has led her, whether she recognized it or not, led her through this journey of people inputting into her life. And now she's come to know Jesus, and she's working hard to become debt free. And it's just really exciting to see how God has all sort of weaved it together. And it's the Holy Spirit. No one's planned it except God. A few weeks ago, Ashley, who is an intern here, said to me, faith is a verb, or faith is an action. And I think you can very easily change the word faith for trust. Trust is a verb, trust is an action. Part of our role, mine and Rachel's role, when we go into see a CAP client, is to establish trust. Trust because John, the founder of CAP, has been through debt himself, and he's got 20 years experience. We have 20 years experience of helping people get out of debt. Trust because we literally help thousands of people every year. Trust because we do this for free, because the love of God compels us to. Trust is key. It's no small thing for someone to pass over their finances to us at CAP, to trust our advice. It takes courage. Each person that partners with us shows amazing trust in us. This is kind of the crunch point, where the rubber hits the road. We know that trust has been established when the first payment into their CAP plan goes in. It's something practical. Without that, it doesn't work. It all stops. Before that, they've asked for help. They've made themselves vulnerable. But it's at the point of action that we know, yeah, this is going to work. And pretty much, I don't know, percentage, 90, 95% of people that then make that first payment then go all the way to becoming debt-free. But it's at that point that we lose. If we're going to lose them, we lose them there. Because it costs. There's a cost there. In our life with the Holy Spirit, we can get so far, but then it can come to a halt. We ask for help. We allow the Spirit in to those covered places of our lives. And then he asks us to trust him and to act on that trust. It's a trust that costs something, that requires us to act in some way, big or small. But what if I did trust him enough to really believe that he will never leave me, no matter where I am? How would that change my life? What if I did trust him enough to know that when I share with others about Jesus, about his kingdom, that actually he will back my words up with power? How would that change my conversations? What if I trust him enough to really believe that he will provide? How would that change how I deal with my finances? Trust that God is really in control. Trust that he is good. He is kind and gentle and loves me. And he wants me to follow him. He wants to come alongside me. Trust that he sees me right here, right now, amongst the crowd, and he wants to speak to me. He wants to speak to you. He wants to give us something to empower us. Over the last 4 years, since I've been working here at All Saints, we've, as a family, have been on a journey of trusting God for financial provision. Looking back, I can see how God has been faithful when we've decided to put our trust in his provision and act on that. We've taken what felt like risks and placed our trust in him, and we've seen him provide in amazing ways. And now we embark on going to Armenia, and it feels like another level of trust. And I've spent the last 3 years advising people, trying to help people get in control of their money through CAP. And actually, I think, looking back, I think that God has spent the last 3 years advising or trying to help me to give control of my money over to him. As we have trusted, we've seen his provision, and it's empowered us to trust him that little bit more, for our faith to grow. We've never gone without. In fact, we've had more than enough to bless others with. And personally, I feel freer now in the area of finances than I've ever done. It's almost like a continual process of making ourselves vulnerable and him moving us further and further on the journey of becoming whole. So as I draw to a close, I want to encourage you to continue trusting him, or for some it might be the beginning of your partnership with the counselor, the Holy Spirit. He is here to bring you wholeness, to make us living witnesses for him, your whole being, filled with the Spirit of God, revealing his glory here on earth. So I just want to invite the band to come up.